I caught up with Eddie Ockenden yesterday because I love him. that's basically why it happened. For game number 400 for Kookaburras on the weekend, they've got two games coming up against India to finish off the series. It's currently 2-1 in our favour. And he's one of the greats, so we needed to talk to him. So let's have a listen to our chat, my chat with Eddie Ockenden yesterday. Now, Whitey, we touched on the other day the great achievement of Eddie Ockenden playing 400 games for the Kookaburras in the world of hockey. It's a ridiculous number. It started all the way back in 2006. The current series against India is going beautifully at the moment. And the champ himself has been good enough to join us on the line. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
400 games. When you first started playing for the Kookaburras back in 2006, what did you think your career might look like?
Yeah, you don't really think about that. You see, when you were a kid, I remember I was so excited to be in the team back then, and I was just like trying to prove to myself and my teammates I was good enough. So one game turned to two games, and I was trying to hang on early on, and then I guess I feel like it's gone quite quickly. It's a long time.
It's 16 years, Eddie. You can't be going that quickly.
No, you're right. When you think about it like that, and I'm pretty good at remembering, like, tournaments and what happened in those tournaments, who I was rooming with and what the fun stuff we did. And then just thinking about it, it's all the teammates that I've sort of got to play with and travelled with. Like, so many across the time, and that's, I guess, what made me think that it was a really long time.
What keeps you going? I mean, you're not old. You're only 35 or so. So you're not old. But what keeps you going? I imagine the grind is pretty significant still. And you've had a massive year too, the Kookaburras, this year with the Malaysian series, the Trans-Tasman yeah. series, the European tour, and now this Indian series. It's been a massive year. What keeps you going?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. I mean, I really, really love playing the sport. I love playing hockey still, and I still love going to training. So we train sort of all together in Perth, and we're sort of there at 6 o'clock in the morning so we can duck off to uni and work and stuff. So I still love doing that. I still like getting up. So I think that's really a real major part of it. And obviously I love doing the tournaments and travelling with the guys. But if you can't do the training well, if you're not enjoying it, and I'm not getting sore and I'm not injured, so that also is, you know, really lucky for me that I don't have to deal with that, because I think that would make it really hard as well.
Is there a secret to that? I was going to ask you about that, because it's such a taxing game, hockey, in just about every aspect, I reckon, of physical requirement, mental demands as well, and just on the body, full stop, any time you compete. Is there a secret to that, or have you just been fortunate, do you reckon?
Yeah, it's a really tough sport. I think, you know, no, I don't think there's a real secret to it. I think I've been pretty lucky with my body and sort of just how it is and stuff like that. But I've definitely been dedicated and sort of committed to my career, but definitely not more, you know, I haven't done more than other people. No way. I think I've just been a bit lucky. And I think what I can control is that I just love it and I'm enjoying it. And those sort of things, I think, sort of do make it easier for me, because I'm just enjoying it so much.
Yeah, I read an article the other day about you, and I was sort of getting ready to have a chat to you, and it talked about you loving all sports and playing all sports as a kid. Do you think that's helped you all the way through as well? Your body's adapted to different requirements, or your skill set's been sort of broadened out because of other sports that you played through the journey?
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's definitely something in that. I think for kids, you know, just in the playground, or, you know, practicing your skills in the playground and then all different sports, I think there's definitely something that can be said for that, well, in my opinion, because I've had that experience. And I think I was sort of doing it, all those sports, because that's what I wanted to do and that's what I found out that I loved as a kid. And yeah, I think I was lucky to be able to do all that. And I think it does improve you any way you want to go. I would definitely agree.
Who have been the major influences on your career after such a long time? I mean, I'm sure there's a couple that probably stand out. Who are they, and what have they done for you? Why have they been so important?
Oh, so many. I think my parents, because sort of taking me, as everyone says, taking me to all the sporting events, but also just, I think I was, I feel lucky that they would encourage me to pass the ball, enjoy my teammates' successes and play with my friends and those sort of things. So that's the sort of stuff I took away from my parents, which is really good, and the TIS in Tassie, and I had such a good training environment there as a little kid, growing up into an add-on, and I was really lucky to be able to be at the TIS at a young age, and into the sport, and have good coaching, and progress my sort of junior career through there. And in the Kookaburra setup, there's thousands and, you know, hundreds of people that are brilliant. It's just such a good setup, and you really set up for success when you join the Kookaburra. So, you know, there's a quick snapshot.
Yeah, that's, well, I'm sure there's plenty along the journey that have had significant influence on you. What about the ones that the teammates you've played with that have been the ones that sort of drive you as well? Are there any ones that stand out in terms of the quality of teammates you've played with or even against that you want to keep pushing yourself against to match up with and be better than?
Oh, definitely teammates. I think I was lucky when I joined the team in 2006. It was a brilliant experience team. They just had a gold medal win in Athens in 2004 at the Olympics, and they were just, you know, I got to join that team and really be taught how to, you know, play that elite sort of lifestyle and teamwork. And that I was really lucky to join that team. And some of my teammates, you know, I played with Mark Knowles in the junior teams as well. So growing up with him and you know, just a brilliant player. And some of my best mates I've played with, so I'm really lucky. And definitely about the opposition teams, you sort of see some other teams, not so much players, you just see how they play and try and learn your own skills and also how to beat them. That's a really fascinating part of it.
Yeah, and just on that 2004 team, that was the last gold medal we won at the Olympics. I mean, you've been going since then and haven't quite got one. You've got gold medals in every other competition. You've won everything else. Is that one of the major motivating forces for you to get up every morning and be a part of this still?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit. It's not everything, but definitely, you know, that's sort of the goal we have as kids and the dream and I guess, you know, that's, you know, dreaming. I want to go and win a gold medal. I want to go and play hockey for Australia. And that's definitely still there. And I can't really speak if we had won the gold medal in Tokyo, but I still feel like I would be wanting to do that anyway, to go again and win another gold medal. I want the team to win a gold medal. So if there is definitely something there. It's not the main driving force of, I guess, why you get up, but I'm not going to say it's not there. It's definitely there.
How difficult is the balance and the sacrifice you have to make? Because many people probably don't even know that it's not fully professional. You go and do other things during the day and you get up early and train. You probably train late at night as well. How big a balance is it to be able to commit so much time to this part of your life while also living another one?
Yeah, I think that there is a lot of commitment. And I think I've looked at it the way that... we all moved to Perth. You know, I moved to Perth when I was 18 years old to go and take up the position. I really wanted to do that. So I sort of, for 2 or 3 years before that, I sort of thought, oh, I want to do that. I want to be in Perth. So when I made the move, I was really looking forward to it. And I think a lot of people feel like that. So I think it's a massive competitive advantage for us that we have that culture in Perth. We're all there together and people are wanting to do it. They want to make the commitment and you know, they're there for the right reasons. And I think... yeah, I've sort of looked at it like that, and I've really enjoyed my time doing what I'm doing. There's also other factors that we don't have to deal with, which I think is also a bit of a positive that sometimes people don't know us and we can just do whatever we want, you know, like we can live normal lives, and I find that probably a bit easier as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, actually. Just a little bit off Broadway, you can just go about your business without too much fanfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So you're the first Australian to play 400 international games for the Kookaburras. I mean, I know there's more to come, but does that enormity hit you of all the history of Australian hockey and the success we've had through the journey that you're the first one to get to 400?
I mean, I think it definitely does hit you. Yeah, on the weekend, just gone with the game. I think just the amount of people that wanted to send messages and call and also make their way to Adelaide and come and watch the game was amazing. And I think I didn't really think about it too much earlier on. I sort of wanted to get it over with, but when the game came around, I was actually looking forward to it just because it meant so much, like, for the team and for the sport. And the way that people were congratulating me was very, very nice, very humbling. And I sort of sat back and thought, okay, well, you know, like, these people are giants and they're messaging me with sort of these messages. It's really special, so I definitely did take that in.
And I think the measurement of your impact and how crucial you are to this whole structure, Eddie's come very, very recently. You played the first two games in this 5-game series against India, we won. You didn't play the other night. You had a bit of a spell after 400 just to give yourself a chance to freshen up, and we lost.
Yeah, we lost.
You're the key to the whole thing.
Well, I'll definitely go along with it. Yeah, we had a couple of good wins and a loss, but it's more about just building. We want to be playing better than what we played in all three games. We've got two games before the World Cup, and we go in January, so we're really looking forward to that. But Better performances this weekend, for sure, hopefully.
Yeah, game 4 and 5 coming up this weekend, Saturday for game 4 and Sunday for game 5. Check your local guides to see the Kookaburras in action against India. But well done, mate. I wanted to celebrate what's been an amazing career. It's not over yet. We've got the World Cup, as you said, and then 2024 Paris Olympics, I reckon you got still in you as well. So good luck to you this weekend and in the build-up to the World Cup as well. Can't wait to celebrate it with you and the Kookaburras, but well done on 400 games.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. An icon of Australian sport, Eddie Ockenden. Not just a great player, a great name as well for the Kookaburras. Good stuff there. We caught up with Eddie yesterday. He's a pretty cool dude.